And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are coming to you from the Yoakum High School baseball field. It is region semifinal playoff action with the Burton Panthers taking on the Port Aransas Marlins. Doug Brown and Darryl Kiki with you here, and we're so glad you folks could join us for what should be a great game here tonight. Well, matter of fact, we're going to, as the great Ernie Banks would say, it's so nice, let's play two. And it's games one and two of this series. Now, should either Burton win both or Yoakum win both, no game three, and we don't have to come back Saturday. If they split, we come back here Saturday at 1 o'clock. So both teams have got their goal of doing a split today. And, of course, main reason, Burton wanting to free up because tomorrow the state track meet over in Austin and got several of the guys that are heading over there and want to be able to make sure they're free up. And it's also convenient tonight because you've got the softball team across the yard as well for their region championship against Shiner. And, Darryl, this actually worked out great for the folks in Burton. You get to pick whichever game you want to go to.
Yeah, it's about probably about 500 yards apart in between the two fields. The concession stand's right in the middle, you know, so you can walk back, get a little exercise, cheer for both of them, and we're going to have a great crowd at both fields. And beautiful stadium out here, very big, 385 to center with about a 15-foot wall.
Yeah.
So it should be a great game.
Absolutely, and we got more to come here on the pregame. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Collier Construction is pleased to be part of Washington County and proud of the Burton youth. They support the local students in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academic, sports, music, or drama. They wish all the best to the school administrations, faculty, and students of Burton Independent School District during the academic year. Collier Construction congratulates the Panthers on a great baseball season and invites you to join them in supporting the Burton Panthers in their quest for state.
Darryl Kiki, along with Katie, Trent, and Tucker, are excited to see the Panthers baseball team make the playoffs and would like to thank all the players, administrators, and parents for their hard work and dedication in building this successful Burton baseball team. Sports are a wonderful opportunity to learn teamwork, leadership skills, and to accept accolades with humility. Congratulations to the Panthers on a winning season. Go Panthers, all the way to state.
Some things you just take personally. Your finances are exactly those types of things. At Burnham National Bank, we do things the right way when it comes to taking care of you. Why? Because we take things personally, too. If you want a banker that cares about knowing your name and your goals, come see us. From your first savings account to growing your business, at Burnham National Bank, you are more than an account number. You are a neighbor, and we take that personal. Burnham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Burnham National Bank. That's what.
Burton Veterinary Clinic delivers trusted, full-service care for pets and livestock alike, blending modern veterinary medicine with genuine small. From routine checkups to more advanced treatment, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their experienced team are committed to keeping every animal healthy and thriving. Conveniently located at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton, they're ready to help when your animals need it most. Call 979-289-1161 to schedule an appointment today. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly supports the Burton Panthers baseball team. Best of luck in the playoffs.
All right, back to come here to Yoakum High School. Doug Brown and Darryl Kiki with you. And the Burton Panthers and the Port Aransas Marlins getting ready to face off here in the region semifinals. And it's been a huge year for the Panthers. They come into this one, I believe it's 24-3 on the season. And they have just been incredible, undefeated, running the tables in district this year. Even our rival Mumford, which they normally have trouble with, no trouble this year, going out there and taking care of business.
Yeah, no, this has been a very exciting team to watch. They got starts on the bump with the pitching. You know, we're three deep there. The seniors were led by Biggs and Raymer and Fuller. It's going to be an exciting game tonight. I think he figures that they got a little bit of speed. We played them in the Weimer tournament, beat them 9-0 or 6-0, but that was early in the season. Just in warm-ups, watching them, they're pretty cocky. They probably need a little mustard with their hot dogs, but but you know, you can look sharp in a pregame, and then when the real play comes, you got to make the plays.
Yeah, and that was back on February 20th, the last time they played Port Aransas. And you got to think both teams
got
different, very different from what they were back then. So, but we got two games to watch tonight, and hoping to have a little fun along the way.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's send you back to the studio. Let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Larry Poppy Construction is proud to support the Burton Panther baseball team, specializing in residential custom homes. You'll get exactly what you want when you go with Larry Poppy Construction. Call for an estimate at 979-277-8806 today. Larry and Ann are wishing the Burton Panthers baseball team and their coaches the best of luck in the playoffs. Go Panthers all the way.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal. Not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal in for slaughter and processing, cut and wrap to your exact specifications. They process calves, pigs, and also offer bacon plus fresh and smoked sausage for sale. Burton Meat Processing is open Monday through Friday with Saturday hours until noon. And as Burton baseball heads into playoff action, Burton Meat Processing is proud to back the Panthers. Congratulations on a strong season and best of luck on the field.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
All right, as we come back here, and we are continuing with our pregame show of this regional semifinal series. Game one tonight, well, games one and two tonight, if necessary. Game three against Yoakum on, back here in Yoakum on Saturday. And Panthers warming up here, dressed out in the red and white. And let's take a look at our starting lineups. And first, for the Burton Panthers, it's going to be Tyler Witt leading things off, doing the pitching. Batting second will be the second baseman, Logan Tosta. Batting third will be the catcher, Braden Martin. Batting fourth, center fielder, Ruben Rodriguez. Batting fifth, third baseman, Ryder Biggs. Batting sixth will be the first baseman, Eli Yeager. Batting seventh, left fielder, Matthew Raymer. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Easton Witt. And batting ninth will be the right fielder, Coy Gurka. Your reserves for the Panthers are Ashton Fuller, Archer Fuller, Hank Majewski, Carter Prigge, Houston Hody, Evan Guerrero, and Isaac Modis. And now for the Port Aransas starting lineup. It'll be Boston Wagner leading things off in center field. In batting second will be the pitcher, August Riedesel. And then batting third, third baseman, Dylan Chastain. Batting fourth will be the shortstop, Zion Jackson. Batting fifth, first baseman, Stratton Mills. Batting sixth, second baseman, Dallas Byler. Batting eighth will be the left fielder, Dylan Scaff. Batting eighth, catcher, Wyatt Sides. Batting ninth will be the designated hitter, Travis Cowan, and he's hitting for the right fielder, Cole Scott. And then the bench includes Ben Talent, Jake Kaufman, Caden Villarreal, and Parker Callender. And that is a look at the starters of each of the two teams. And let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
To Burton Alumni, all of Market Realty, Inc., congratulate the Burton Panthers baseball team and wish you the best in the playoffs. Before making any real estate decisions, you want a company that offers consistency and stability. At Market Realty, Inc., they offer just that. Contact Susan and her team over at Market Realty to find agents who place your interest first when buying or selling real estate. Market Realty, Inc. serves Central Texas with offices in Brenham, Burton, Somerville, and Matagorda County. Find them online at marketrealty.com or see them on Facebook.
Go fight, win, Burton Panthers! The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Panther baseball team and congratulates them on making it to the playoffs. And to all the Burton ISD sports and academic participants, the Burton Chamber citizens and businesses salute the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work. Stay current on area events by liking Burton Chamber of Commerce on Facebook and follow them on Instagram. Become a member today and check out their website at burtontexas.org.
KenJuraTile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. KenJuraTile has been owned and operated by the KenJura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff of KenJuraTile congratulate the Burton Panther baseball team on a great season and wish them good luck during the playoffs. KenJuraTile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible for the young people of Burton High School. Go Panthers all the way to state.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton baseball team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School baseball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Panthers! From everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
As we come back from break, and the band's still filing it in here, and of course, don't forget, we got the girls, they're right across the yard from us, and taking on Shiner tonight, and that's a big series there too, Darryl.
Yeah, that should be a really good ball game. Shiner's going to be really fundamentally sound. They're going to play small ball, but I think with the hitting that we have, it starts in the circle with Lex, and if the girls can play defense like we did the other night, they're going to be all right.
Yeah, and the winner of that one, of course, moves on to the state semifinals. Winner of this one that we have right here with Port Aransas moves on to the region championships, which will be next week. And we're right in the thick of things. Oh, by the way, I want to make a quick mention. Little League All-Stars, that's right around the corner. And we're going to have our big announcement tomorrow. We're going to announce the All-Stars. That'll be at 4:30 on KWHI, 1280 AM, 101.7 FM in the main feed. So be sure you tune in for that tomorrow. That's the All-Star announcements right here on it'll be on KWHI. Meanwhile, don't miss the final UIL State Event of the Year, the 2026 State Baseball Championships, taking place June 4th through June 6th at Dell Diamond in Round Rock. For schedules, spectator, and ticket information, visit UILTexas.org/baseball. Again, that's UILTexas.org/baseball. And we'll be back with more of the pregame after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
The Burton Panthers baseball team is charging into the playoffs with determination, pride, and Panther power. Show your support as they battle for every run and every win. Planning a team dinner, fan gathering, or graduation party? Sandtown Catering is ready to serve up winning flavor with a full lineup of delicious menu options, including crowd favorite barbecue. Call Wade today to reserve your date and let Sandtown Catering handle the food. Congratulations to the Panthers on an outstanding season. Go Big Red!
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Burton Panther baseball team good luck in the playoffs. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton baseball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire. Go Panthers!
All right, as we come back here, and the wind's really picking up out here, and stuff is just going flying. And meanwhile, the coaches are having their meeting at home plate. And let's, oh, that's what I was looking for. And of course, this is the region semifinals, as we were mentioning. And Burton and Port Aransas, and the winner of this will play the winner of Goldthwaite and Shiner. And they are playing game one of their series tonight at Georgetown Eastview. And then game two will be Saturday at 1 o'clock, also at Georgetown Eastview, and a game three, if needed, would be 30 minutes after. So could very well be that all things run through maybe Shiner again.
Yeah, it should, but both teams have to play and have to win today.
Absolutely. And the umpire's going over the ground rules. And we are just about ready for our opening introductions as well as our national anthem here at the ballpark. And let's go ahead and send you back to studios one more time and hear some more from our sponsors.
Playoff season is here, and Quality Glass is proud to stand behind the Burton Panther baseball team. Just like the Burton Panthers, Quality Glass plays to win, offering expert automotive glass services with speed, skill, and precision. From windshields to back glass and everything in between, they get the job done right the first time. Let the pros at Quality Glass knock it out of the park. They're a hometown favorite for a reason. Here's to a strong playoff run. Go get them, Panthers. Quality Glass, where quality is more than a name.
Whether you're building a new home, buying a new home, or needing insurance for your current home, Dominant Associates in Brenham can help you save money. Dominant Associates, your local Germania agent, offers many discounts on homeowners insurance to help lower your premium, like discounts for a new home, being claims-free, for central burglar and fire alarms, and having companion auto and life insurance, or a liability umbrella policy. To save money on your homeowners insurance, call Dominant Associates, your trusted local Germania agent in Brenham, at 836-4241.
Barndominiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built a reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they too much to bear? Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies Hecker Certified Paint and Body Shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufacturer parts to return your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealer's lot. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Burton Panthers on a winning season, and good luck in the playoffs.
All right, as we come back here, and Doug Brown and Darryl Kiki with you, and they are just finished introducing the Burton players here, and now they're going to introduce the starting lineup for Port Aransas. And I understand there was a special night last night, Darryl, with the scholarship awards banquet.
Yeah,
with Burton.
Tremendous night for these young seniors. That the community is so generous. They gave out lots of money to these kids to pursue where they're going to college and everything. And it's always a privilege if you can donate to them or at least go to see these kids smile when they know that people care in the community to help them go forward in their young lives.
Absolutely. And they're just about through. And then we'll be having our national anthem here shortly. So, Gally, if you could be with us here on the KWHI.com Sports Alternate Feed. And remember, if you want to listen to the girls' games, those are over on the radio and the main feed. Stephen Drain and Tommy Lange, the call of the action for you.
At this time, would everyone please rise and remove your caps as we honor America with the playing of the national anthem.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we tend at the twilight's flares gleaming through broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous cloud? Oh, the so gallantly screaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner
there with the national anthem, and we'll be back with the first pitch after we hear one more time from our sponsors.
When personal loss visits a family, we often hear that only time will heal the wounds. Time will, and so will caring concern.
It was good just to feel the care and concern of others.
That really helped us.
Nothing can take away the difficult emotions, but our staff will show they care with sensitivity, compassion, and respect. Memorial Oaks Chapel.
I'm Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
I'm excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy, handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
Washington County students, while you're working hard on the field, on the court, and in the classroom, Blinn College is here to support your next step. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible students can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support in their first year after high school. No financial need required. Use it for academic courses, workforce training, or online classes. Stay close to home and start strong at Blinn College. Learn more and apply at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Why are Interscholastic Sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic Sports in Texas. This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
All right, as we come back here, and the Burton Panthers will get the chance to bat first. August Riddicell batting doing the pitching for Port Arthur. It'll be Tyler Witt, Logan Sosta, and Braden Martin to lead it off for Coach Matt Thaler.
All right, Witt, you be the leader, big boy.
And he's really all season long been a catalyst for this offense, getting it going.
Yeah, we need to get Bitwick Witt on, and we can have some fun.
Witt a junior this season, and here's tonight's first pitch. Bounced up there a ball and goes back to the backstop, and first pitch right at 5 o'clock. Burton with the red jerseys tonight and white pants. Port Aransas all in black tonight. And this one, a pop into right field. Right fielder giving chase, but he's going to run out of room. And that'll be a foul ball.
Big feel out here tonight, Doug. 315 down the lines, 385 to center.
Yeah, somebody's going to really have to get a hold of one to get it out of here to center. And that one in there for a strike, and it's 1-2 on Witt.
All right, now you battle 11.
And outside for a ball. Three balls, one strike. Oh, no, it's 2-2. The scoreboard had it wrong. It's 2-2. And Riddicell's pitch. That one's going to be popped up.
It's going to be out of play.
Right field to give a chase again and again. That's going to be out of play. So that'll hold the count at 2-2.
It's 2-2, right?
No, I think it's 3. I think it is 3-2.
Come on, Witt.
Got a full four-man umpire crew tonight. And this one is going to be a base hit at the left field. Shortstop gave a dive, cut it off at the edge of the carpet, but not going to be enough to get Witt, the speedy runner down there at first.
Good job, Witt. Yeah, this shortstop in practice, he looked really sharp out there. He made a lot of plays in the hole. Come on, Tosta.
Now to bring up Logan Tosta. Good to see him back in there at second base. He's one of the guys that'll be heading tomorrow to the track meet, part of the relay team. And time called.
Atta boy. Pitcher worried about Witt at first.
Oh, yeah.
He needs to be.
Witt is still checking on the runner, Witt. And Witt's Artosta squares away the bunt, pulls the bat back, and he'll take a ball.
Do your job, four.
Tosta squares away again.
Witt's going, standing up.
And there you go. Stolen base for Tyler Witt. He had such a big jump, they really weren't going to get him.
No. All right, Tosta, there he is. Trey placed it with him.
One ball and one strike. Let's see if Thaler leaves the bunt on.
One and one count.
And he does. And Tosta bunts this one foul over towards the first base dugout. And this evening, Burton's in the third base dugout and Port Aransas in the first base dugout.
Making us look in the sun.
Yeah.
Come on, Tosta, win this
tonight because it is bright out there. And check the swing. Yeah, no swing, and it's 2-2.
Hey, you shoot that ball to right field, four.
Right, so getting the sign. Check on Witt at second. Witt's got a pretty good size lead. And
that,
this one's going to
be. They hit in the gap. It's going to score a run.
And Witt around third. He's coming home.
Get back, get back.
That up for the first run of the game.
Job, Tosta. Attaboy, Witt. Way to be on, buddy.
And RBI single for Logan Tosta. And Burton leads us 1-0. Now they'll bring up Braden Martin, the catcher.
I think you're going to be seeing Tosta go pretty quick here, too.
Yep. Checking the runner, ready to sell, ready to bring the first pitch to Martin. And that one down low for a ball, and it's 1-0.
Pitcher has a pretty slow release from the mound to home, so we're going to get a good jump. There he goes.
They're going. And the throwdown is going to be not a time. Stolen base for Tosta.
All right, Martin, there he is.
One ball, one strike.
Rippy 113.
And takes that one for a strike. And it's 1-2 now.
Only need one, Braden. Shoot it to right.
And right still taking a little too long, so Martin's going to step out on him.
Balk.
And they called a balk on him. And so Tosta will move over to third.
He did have time called.
Oh, and did have, yeah, you're right, Darryl. And so they're sending Tosta back to second.
Come on, Bray.
Home plate umpire overruling the base umpire.
All
1-2 count on Martin. Radicil ready with the pitch. And outside, 2-2.
Try to get Braden to chase. He's setting up outside. Let's go, Martin.
And the 2-2 foul away. And coach didn't like what he was seeing there. He's going out to have a word with his pitcher for Port Aransas. And calling his infielders in as well.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Coach Taylor said he was a pro scout somewhere, so got a little cockiness in him too. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, reporter Rand, definitely some cause for concern. You're starting pitchers 16 pitches in and hadn't recorded an out yet.
Might be setting up a pickoff play at second.
That's a good Costa point.
Got to be alert.
Martin
chased a high inside.
And he's down on strikes for out number one. And that'll bring up Ruben Rodriguez, the center fielder.
Next up, number eight, Ruben. Don't leave in there, buddy. Atta boy.
Sends that one to left field. And by the left fielder. Costa's going to come in and score. And Rodriguez.
Job, Ruben.
Second with a double.
Ruben ripped that ball.
He sure did. And it's now 2-0 Panthers.
Atta boy. Come on, little Biggs.
Brings up Ryder Biggs now.
Great start.
Yeah. Biggs, another one of the great seniors on this team.
Yeah. Come on, little Biggs.
Rodriguez takes his lead from second and the pitch from Radicil. And he sends that one a high fly ball back to center. That's going to be caught. Rodriguez tagging and he'll move to third.
Biggs gave that ball a ride. Just a big part of the park.
Yeah. A lot of places that would have probably been out.
Yes.
All
right, Jaeger.
Jaeger.
Let's go, Jaeger.
Left-hand batter, right-hand pitcher.
And that's in there. Nice job.
Yeah, that's going to drop for a hit. Scoring is Rodriguez.
Atta boy.
And an RBI single makes it 3-0 Burton.
All right, Raymer, come on now.
And now Matthew Raymer, the batter.
Come on, Matt.
And back to the pitcher, and Radicil throw to first, and that'll retire the side. So in the inning, Burton comes up with 3 runs on 4 hits, no errors, and 1 left on. We go to the bottom of the first. Burton leads it 3-0. Back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woodson Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woodson Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
Burton Veterinary Clinic delivers trusted, full-service care for pets and livestock alike, blending modern veterinary medicine with genuine small-town attention. From routine checkups to more advanced treatment, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their experienced team are committed to keeping every animal healthy and thriving. Conveniently located at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton, they're ready to help when your animals need it most. Call 979-289-1161 to schedule an appointment today. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly supports the Burton Panthers baseball team. Best of luck in the playoffs.
All right, as we come back here, Tyler Witt warming things up for the Burton Panthers. They'll be looking at Boston Wagner, August Riddicil, and Dylan Chastain for the Port Aransas Marlins. Burton leading it 3-0, three runs in the early going. And Darryl, you got an update on the girls?
On the top of the first, we went up, three down.
Yeah.
But that's all right. We got
still early.
All right, Big Wit, let's go, buddy.
Okay. And Witt's first pitch is bunted foul up the third baseline.
Coach Thaler was telling me, thinking they were going to try to bunt. That's why he was made the change to put Biggs at short. At third. Keep pumping, Witt.
That one is ticking for a ball, and it's 1-1.
Boy, didn't miss much.
Curveball.
Attaboy.
In there for a strike, and it's 1-2.
Finish him off at 11.
And that one, a ground ball over to second.
Attaboy, Tosta.
Throw to first, and that's one down.
He's going to bring up pitcher number two, August Redbaser.
Really good pitch by Witt. He busted him inside. Go Red.
Waiting for his mound opponent to get in there.
Pop up.
And one back this way. It's going to be out of play. August Riddicil, the batter. One taken down low for a ball. 1-1.
Go get him, 11.
And outside for a ball. It's 2-1. outside for a ball, 3-1.
Hey, now come all the way back. 11, got to have him. No freebies. Attaboy.
And foul away, fills the count at 3-2.
Pumpy another one in at 11. Put him away.
On the ground ball, past the third baseman, over to short.
Nice play by Little Witt.
Easton Witt.
Heck of a play.
Throw and made the play to first to get the out. He was all the way in the hole, Darrell, and just had to rely on his arm to get that one.
And guess what? He's a freshman.
Yeah.
Nice job, Little Witt. And way to back brother up.
Brings up Dylan Chastain.
Hey, one more time here.
Curveball a little high, and it's a ball 1-0. Burton with a 3-0 lead here in the bottom of the first.
Two outs here in the top, bottom of the first. Nobody on. Attaboy.
That one in there for a strike, and it's 1-1.
Go get him, 11.
Good pitch there by Witt. Just painted that outside corner.
A little bit up.
Yep, and it's going to be 2-1.
How you getting, buddy?
That one fouled away, and that makes it 2-2.
Finish him off here. Curveball right here. Strike 3. Want to bet on it?
Keep calling the shot. Let's see. Curveball, but up high. And yeah, makes it 3-2.
Come on, Lev. That up, baby.
Him on strikes. And that'll return the side. And he, no runs, no hits, no errors. No one left. After one inning of play, Burton leads it 3-0. Back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton cheers for the Burton Panthers baseball and softball team. This Sunday, worship with St. John's United Church of Christ. Worship services are at 8 and 10 a.m. with Sunday school for all ages at 9. As part of the United Church of Christ, they are committed to three great loves. Love of neighbor, love of children, and love of creation. No matter who you are or where you are in life's journey, you are welcome at St. John's United Church of Christ, 516 Colorado Street in Burton, sharing God's love one person at a time.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at ddmbuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right part for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
60-60. J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton baseball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire. Go Panthers!
All right, as we come back here, and Easton Witt fouls the first pitch of the inning away. And it's an 0-1 count. Burton leading this one 3-0. Next pitch down low for a ball, 1-1.
Need you to get on here, Juan.
Be Witt, followed by Coy Gurka, and then Tyler Witt. Now it gets away from the catcher, back to the backstop, and it's 2-1.
Make it be yours, Juan.
Foul tip, and it's 2-2.
Can do it, Juan. Come on now.
And it's a really long look in and delivery.
That's a base hit.
Going to drop that one. Right up there.
Just like Big Brother.
Yep. Now they'll bring up Coy Gurka.
All right.
Right fielder number two, Coy Gurka.
Do your job, two.
With Tyler Witt on deck, I think Gurka's probably going to be bunting here.
We'll see Little Witt run, too.
Throw over, with not going anywhere.
Let's go two. Do your job. Push it to first.
And bust that one foul up the first base side.
Gotta get your hands up front of you. Got to give yourself up. You can do it. Come on, Coy.
Throw over, and ease the wind, not leaning very far.
Let's go, Gurka.
Yeah, one popped in, foul. Britton,
come on, two.
Add to the lead.
0-2 count. Witt's going to go this pitch. Ouch. Hit him on the arm.
Uh-oh. Out. And Gurka is down.
Hit him on the wrist.
Yeah, he's grasping his wrist. Coach Taylor coming in to check on him.
Blue's going to question, did it hit his hand on the bat?
Now trying to shake it off. See if it's okay to continue. And Gurka will take the walk on down to first. So two on for Burton. Nobody out here in the top of the second. And you got Tyler Witt coming up.
He's going to bring up top of the lineup number 11, Tyler Witt.
Coach's question while they swung.
Yep.
Come on, Big Witt. Bring little brother home.
Witt singled and scored his first time up.
3-0, Burton here in the top of second. No outs, two runners on. Top of the order up.
First pitch taken for a ball. It's 1-0.
Let's go, Big Wit. A big gap in that right center field.
That one popped
got
up.
Got a tag up. Foul ball.
Just ran out of play.
A lot of mesquites back there behind that right field.
Yep.
I believe Tyler did it his first bat, didn't he? Hit a few foul balls to right field.
Yeah.
Foul. Then he finally got one he could pull. Come on, big boy.
Renatel checking the runners in the pitch. And low tapper, foul ball.
Let's go 11.
And time is called.
1-2 to the count. Juwan 11.
Whip ready.
Way to hang.
And foul away.
Get you one here, you can handle 11.
And that one over to third, and he's going to
get it. He didn't get nobody. Throw it away. Keep running.
That's going to bring home Easton Witt. And meanwhile, Gurka moves up to third. And makes it 4-0. Still nobody out here in the inning. And Logan Tosta, the batter.
Come on, little Tosta. Get you another one. Gurka on third. No outs. Come on, Tosta.
Britton with a 4-0 lead. We're in the top of the second inning. Nobody out. Runners at the corners. And Tosta smashes that one out.
Oh, left. His head. That a boy. Come on, Witt. Right there.
Scoring is Gurka, and Witt is going to
nice
be
nice job, little Tosta.
RBI double, Logan Tosta.
That a boy.
Makes it 5-0, Burton.
Next up, number 13, Braden Martin.
There they are, 213. Pick both of them up.
Braden Martin, the batter. Still nobody out. Now it looks like they're going to get some bullpen activity going for Port Aransas.
Bring them home, Bart. Let's go, Brighton.
And down low a ball.
Base hit up the middle.
Another hit.
I'll score two. Atta boy, Braden. nice piece of hitting.
Makes it now 7-0, and that's going to bring a visit to the mound. And they all, we'll see if that's also going to bring a pitching change.
Number 16, Isaac going into courtesy run. Zero, zero through two when the girls came. Have to talk to Drain a little bit. If they can't get no runs over there, I might have to go over there.
Long conversation.
He's just trying to give his pitcher time.
And he's going to surprisingly leave him in there. Ruben Rodriguez, the batter. Four runs have come in. Nobody out here in this inning.
Got Isaac Modest running at first for Martin. Rodriguez. Another gap of Ruben. There you go.
And off the end of the bat, it's going to be caught. Round number one.
They're hitting everything on the line.
Yep.
Good job.
Center fielder right there made the play. That'll bring up Ryder Biggs. Biggs drove the center fielder all the way back to the deep part of the park and just missed hitting it out of here.
Now you get you one, Ryder.
Over, runner back in safely at first.
Come on, Biggs. Get down at a second, Modest.
Foul tip. No balls in the strike.
Jaeger on deck.
Long look in the pitch from Riddell. Down low for a ball. It's 1-0.
Come on, Ryder.
And strike call.
Hey, you can do it here, three.
Throw over. Went again safely as the base runner, Modest.
Come on, Ryder.
And he turned that one a little too much.
Ryder liked what he saw there. It's a little quick.
Two balls, two strikes. One out here in the inning. Four runs are in. Burton leads it 7-0. Was going to be popped up and foul over to the left-hand side and out of play.
Keep battling, Biggs. Hey, you win this battle 3-2 count. One out. Modest on first. Come on, Biggs. Go, get down there.
Get away, and the runner will move up.
There he is now, three. Full count. Come on, Biggs. Base hit. That up, baby!
Back up a little base hit.
Come on, he missed it. This could be in the Parker here. Pick it up, Biggs. Pick it up. Pick it up.
Taylor's going to wave him home. Throw to the plate.
Get him.
He's offline.
Atta, baby. Atta, boy. What I'm talking about.
And just like that, 9-0. And now the coach is going to make a pitching change. And with the pitching change, we'll send you back to the studios, and let's hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Summer is almost here, and the Blue Bell Aquatic Center is kicking things off in a big way. The Leisure Pool splashes back open May 23rd, just in time for nonstop fun in the sun. May 16th brings a full day of excitement with kids to Parks Day, a bike rodeo, and a safety fair. Movies in the Park lights up the season starting June 1st, and the Brenham Dolphins dive into action with swim meets all month long. Find detailed schedules and more at cityofbrenham.org. That's cityofbrenham.org.
Burton Veterinary Clinic delivers trusted, full-service care for pets and livestock alike, blending modern veterinary medicine with genuine small-town attention. From routine checkups to more advanced treatment, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their experienced team are committed to keeping every animal healthy and thriving. Conveniently located at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton, they're ready to help when your animals need it most. Call 979-289-1161 to schedule an appointment today. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly supports the Burton Panthers baseball team. Best of luck in the playoffs.
I'm Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
Excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy, handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
You got that, number 16.
Mm-hmm. All right, and we're back. And it's Ben Talon warming things up. We'll be looking at Eli Yeager, Matthew Rainbow. We're still in the top of the second inning. Burton leading this one 9-0. And Eli Yeager will be the next batter. As we just came back, Ryder Biggs, an incredible inside the park home run. And he got it, Darryl, right to that deepest part of the park. And with his speed, just able to circle the bases.
When I saw that center field and missed him, you knew he was going for it.
And Coach Taylor went ahead and let him wait. Waved Biggs around. Now we got Talent coming there. He's a left-hander. And he'll face another left-hander, Eli Yeager.
Base is cleared. One out. Top of the second. 9-0, Burton. Come on, Yeager. Keep it rolling.
That one outside for a ball. It's 1-0.
He didn't throw many strikes in warm up either. I'd make him throw one. That boy.
And time is calm.
Let's go, Eli.
That one inside, that's ball two.
Let's go 14.
Mm-hmm. Another one. It's high and it's 3-0.
Way ahead, Jaeger. Ball four.
And walked him on four pitches. Jaeger will head down the first and bring him Matthew Raymer.
All right, Raymer, come on. You're due.
Raymer grounded back to the pitcher his first time up.
You can do this, not throw them hands.
Burton 9-0 lead. 3 runs in the first. So far, 6 here in the second inning. That one in there for a strike, and it's 0-1.
Now you saw it, 9. Barrel it up.
Swung and a miss, foul tip. Throw back, and luckily Jaeger back in there safely.
Big tall boy on first for them.
Yep.
Come on, Jake. Let's go now, Matt. Battle. Atta boy.
Get the hole, knocked down by the
get there.
Stop.
Get there.
Little second for one. Relay to first. Not in time. They do get the force play.
It's a nice play by the shortstop.
The two down now brings up Easton Witt.
He's going to bring up the shortstop. Number one, Easton Witt.
Witt started this inning with a single and scored a run.
Come on, little Witt. Still no score in the girls' game.
Okay. Swing and a miss, and it is 0-1.
Can do this one. Raymer got a good lead at first.
Talent checking. And his pitch down low for a ball. And also outside, it's 1-1.
Let's go, Little Witt. Have some fun up there.
And that one in the hole, third baseman cuts it off, throws to first, and that'll retire the side.
Another good inning.
In the inning, 9 runs come across for Burton. Six runs come across for Burton, and they lead it 9-0. Bottom of the second inning, and let's send it back to the studios. Here another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trail Masters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Washington County, Trail Masters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrush services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trail Masters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Call Trail Masters at 979-40-MULCH and visit their Facebook page today. Trail Masters Clearing and Mulching wishes the Burton Panther baseball team a successful playoff season.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at teglertoyota.com.
So, how's the new job?
Love it, but it's not just a job, it's a career.
Life insurance? Love?
I told you Woodman Life is really active in the community, right? They support all kinds of community improvement projects. How's your job, by the way?
Don't ask.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for financial security for your family at 251-6203.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
And back we go here to the bottom half of the second inning. Burton leading 9-0. And it looks like we got a new right fielder out there, Darrell.
Yeah, Isaac Matas is in right. Gerker got hit on the hand by that pitch and must have tightened up on him. Nice pitch, Witt. Atta baby.
First pitch in there for a strike, and it's 0-1.
Take charge on that mound.
Zion Jackson, the batter. And that one is outside of ball. It's 1-1.
Didn't miss by much.
That one foul back. 1-2.
Way ahead at 11. Put him away. We got some action over there on the girls' field.
Yeah, here's some cheering going on. And time is called. That one foul away. Over toward the right side, near the dugout.
Come on, Witt. Snap one off in there.
Atta
baby!
And the ball, 2-2.
That was a good pitch.
Yeah.
I believe that fooled the umpire.
Back attaboy to the pitcher.
Good job.
He throws on the first, and that's one of those plays, Darrell, where Witt's tall frame helps him.
Yeah.
And so Jackson retired. Brings
you got to like Mills it when you got an athletic player on that mound. He can feel his position.
Oh, yes.
Big strike zone here. Atta boy.
It's 0-1.
Go get him, Levin. Yes, sir.
And yeah, it's called a strike. And 1-1.
I come right back with that.
Burton hold on to a 9-0 lead. Pitch to Mills. Is outside for a ball. One foul away.
Hung that one a little bit. Come on, Levin. Now you blow it by.
Two balls, 2 strikes.
Should be
one ball,
two.
2 strikes. Haven't updated on the scoreboard.
Come on, Leb. Finish him.
And take him for a ball. We've got a full count now, 3-2.
Shiner went girls, took the lead, 1-0. Atta boy. See you later.
Two down now. Second K for Witt. And looking like he just picked up right where he left off.
He's got really good movement on that ball today. He watched the hands for a bunt here, Ryder.
And next pitch.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's a strike going one.
Two.
Kind of a delayed call there. And 0-2.
He heard me, Doug. Strike three. That up, baby. 11.
In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on. And we played through two onto the third inning. Burton leads it 9-0. Back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Plant North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plant North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plant North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Burton Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the Burton Panthers baseball team in the playoffs.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton baseball team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School baseball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Panthers! From everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction and remodeling? This year, Telemann Construction is celebrating serving the community for 70 years. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Telemann Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Telemann Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Burton Panthers in the playoffs.
On we go here to the top of the third inning. Burton leads this one 9-0. It'll be Isaac Montes. Back to the top of the order with Tyler Witt and Logan Tosta.
Come on, little White.
Yeah, first pitch to Montes. A pop up into the infield. Second baseman there to take charge. And that's out number one. And now they'll bring up Tyler Witt. Witt's been on base both times with a single and an error and also scored a couple of runs.
Let's get on that bag, 11.
Way high, all the way to the bag stop, and it's 1-0.
Let's go, 11.
Look in the pitch inside for a ball. Nearly had another hit batsman.
Barrel, you want up here, Witt? Let's get on. Come on.
Another one low and away. And it's 3-0.
I need you on 11.
And try calls 3-2. Logan Tosta will be waiting on deck.
Now you saw 11. Oh,
strike call. With a toss the bat, he was ready to head down to first. Now he's going to stay in there.
You're all right, 11, right here. Go get him.
is going to be popped up. In shallow right. Right fielder calling for it. Makes a grab for out number two. Now it'll bring up Logan Tosta.
All right, four.
Tosta's got two RBIs already on two hits. He's got a single and a double, a couple of stolen bases, and a couple of runs scored.
Ball hard, four. Fair ball, fair ball.
One. And Tosta can run. He's around first, heading for second.
Right there, hold him up nice there with job.
And just like that, Tosta three for three.
All right, Bray, Trey plays with him.
That's going to bring up catcher number 13, Bray Martin.
Let's get that 10th run on that board.
Long look in. Martin waiting on the pitch. Runner second, two down. And time is called. He wants the word with the catcher.
And I really don't want to throw him a strike.
Yeah.
Come on, 13. Hit a gap.
It's called. It's taking too long. And so Martin's going to step out on him. We're in the top of the third. Burton leading this one 9-0.
Nope.
No one gets away. Runner going in.
Put away. Not a way to walk it in here. Atta boy.
And on the error, Tosta.
Nice job, Tosta. Make things happen.
Yeah, so now 10-0, Burton.
Let's go with two now, Braden. There you go.
That's going to drop in for a hit. Martin now two for three on the night. That brings up Ruben Rodriguez.
Number six is going to courtesy run.
That'll be Ashton Fuller.
Go you, Ruben. Ah.
Down low a ball. Or
you can do it, Ruben. Come on now. Two.
Quickly, Rodriguez is out in front of his hitter.
Ball, Ruben. Ball three. Let's go, Ruben. He way ahead now.
Strike call, it's 3-1 now. Runners aboard, Tosta second, or I should say Becker's pinch hit for Tostas at second.
Come on, Ruben. Let's go, buddy. Full count.
Three balls, two strikes.
Going.
And pops this one up along the hook. And it's going to go out of play.
China done scored again. Come on, Ruben.
On our first, two down.
Back. Let's go, Ruben. Let's go now. Rip one.
Oh, it gets away, and the runner will move up.
All right, little Biggs.
And now last time up, Ryder Biggs had a two-run inside the park home run.
Janelle, the 1-3. Got two outs here in the top of the third. 10-0, Burton. Two on. Come on, Ryder. Hello?
Makes it 1-0 with two outs.
Let's go, Ryder. Come on out. Good cut.
And swing on a missed. One ball and one strike.
Hello. Come on, Ryder.
Runners first and second, two down. Going down back once again in the screen. Count remains 1-1.
Swaying Ryder. Line it up now.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs.
Foul
no
back.
No one fouled away. Burton with a 10-0 lead here. We're in the top of the third inning. No, don't forget, this is just game one of two today, folks. We still got a whole other game after this one.
Girls are losing 2-0 over there. Ahmad just got thrown at the plate.
Oh, man. You hate to hear that. This one popped up.
Two outs.
Right fielder makes the grab for out number three. And that'll retire the side. But in the inning, Burton does get one run on two hits. There were no errors, two left on. We go to the bottom of the third. Burton leading 10-0. Back after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Some things you just take personally. Your finances are exactly those types of things. At Brenham National Bank, we do things the right way when it comes to taking care of you. Why? Because we take things personally, too. If you want a banker that cares about knowing your name and your goals, come see us. From your first savings account to growing your business, at Brenham National Bank, you are more than an account number. You are a neighbor, and we take that personal. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you. At Brenham National Bank, that's what.
Washington Animal Clinic provides dependable veterinary care and surgical services for both small pets and large animals, all while supporting the youth of Washington County. They're especially proud of the Burton Panthers baseball team as they continue their playoff run toward state. Way to go, Panthers! For trusted care that keeps your animals healthy and thriving, visit Washington Animal Clinic at 2100 Highway 36 North. Call 836-4531 to schedule an appointment today. Washington Animal Clinic is cheering on the Panthers all the way to state.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Burton Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
All right, as we come back here, we're in the bottom of the third. Burton leading 10-0. And looks like we got another change here for Burton over at first base. Looks like Archer Fuller coming in.
Yeah, I'm sure he's going to give Jaeger a rest because he's going to get the ball on game two. And if we can hold on here and, well, he play one more inning, won't be long, we'll be getting started.
Yep.
Atta boy, Witt.
Yeah, first
come out throwing strikes, buddy.
Dylan Scoff, the batter, and it'll be followed by Wyatt Sides and Travis Cowan. That one's
right at
to
your
right field.
That up ball.
Makes the catch is modest for out number one.
That a boy, little Wyatt. Got Houston Hody playing third. Okay. Diggs moved to short.
He's going to bring up number eight,
Wyatt. Tosta still second.
Keep throwing big. Here we go.
And outside for a ball. 1-0 count on the sides.
Hung on to that curveball a little too long. There you go.
And when in there for a strike, it's 1-1.
Let's go, Witt.
Yeah, strike call, 1-2.
That Braden's pulling that ball in for him.
Yep. And that one is taken for a ball, 2-2.
Witt wanted that pitch. Come back with it. Here we go.
That one foul off, holds the count, 2-2. Burton scored 3 runs in the first inning, 6 runs in the second inning, and then 1 run in the third inning.
Atta boy!
Yeah. Strike three called. Strikeout number 4 for Tyler Witt, and then it'll bring up Travis Cowan.
Witt's in control up on that mound. What I like about him, in between the difference between him and the other pitchers, he gets the ball and he's ready to throw.
Exactly. And pitches the ball 1-0.
Go get him, Witt. Come on now.
And take it for a ball. It's 2-0.
That way. Hey, all the way back here. This number 9 in order?
Yes. And a strike call. 2-1.
Come on, Witt.
And big curveball hung up a little too much and 3-0.
And how you about? He got one strike on him.
That's right. 2-1. And that one gets back. Apparently that is going to be a walk. First walk issued. Now back to the top of the order with Boston Wagner.
If First time for the stretch today.
Yep.
Let's go 11.
First place runner brings up a string of the first eight in a row that have been retired, courtesy of Tyler Witt.
All right, 11.
For ball 1-0.
Find your groove. Got a big lead. Let your defense help you.
Time called.
My buddy's struggling with time to shoot. Go get him.
And pitches a ball.
Hey, you got to find it now here at 11. You got two shots, two outs.
Gets away, a runner will move up. Counting in the second base now. That's going to bring a visit to the mound from Coach Matt Taylor.
Give him a few little choice words here.
Yeah. Get everybody back on the same page.
Yeah. A little sloppy there. 3-0 now, Shiner.
So we're ready to resume here. Boston Wagner, the batter, is the leadoff man for Port Aransas.
3-0 count. Throw strikes, Tyler. 10-0 Burton in the top of the bottom of the third.
Two outs in the inning. We're second taking his lead. That was going to be popped up.
Go get him.
Martin gave chase, but nothing doing there. Count is now 3-2.
And now you finish him, 11. You the man up there.
It's a back one fly ball.
That a boy, Isaac.
The catch there is minus four at number three. And so in the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. We go to the fourth inning. Burton leading it 10-0 back after we are 90 seconds from our sponsors.
A funeral is a time of loss and a time of hope. At its best, it can be a tribute to love and life and to the legacy left behind.
Dad gave us so much. Here was our chance to thank him.
Talk to our caring staff about your funeral needs and let us help you create a ceremony of sensitivity, compassion, and respect. Memorial Oaks Chapel.
Go, fight, win, Burton Panthers! The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Panther baseball team and congratulates them on making it to the playoffs. And to all the Burton ISD sports and academic participants, the Burton Chamber citizens and businesses salute the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work. Stay current on area events by liking Burton Chamber of Commerce on Facebook and follow them on Instagram. Become a member today and check out their website at burtontexas.org.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Burton Panther baseball team good luck in the playoffs. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
Boot it.
And that one. Fair ball, and they're going to run to the bag. And Archer Fuller is out on the first pitch of the inning. Three unassisted.
Comes Hank Majewski. Come on, Hank.
And is that Majewski's going to bat for Reamer?
Get you 123.
Next up, number 23, Hank
Majewski. Let's go, Hank. Hit you one hard, buddy.
And pitch foul back into the screen. It's 0-1.
The cat up there hacking. That's what I like to see. Let's go, Hank.
One delivery.
Side.
Outside for a ball, 1-1.
Good eye, buddy. Make him come in there to you and let him know.
One delivery.
Ball.
Way outside a ball. In the dirt, and it is 2-1.
Get yourself on here, Hank. Got to come fat to you here. Drive you one.
Two one pitch. That one down the line.
Hook foul. Cut, Hank. You got it, buddy. Can do it, buddy. Attaboy. Full count. Hey, win this thing, Hank. Come on now. Tell how confident he looks up there.
And got it on strikes. Two down now. It's going to be Easton Witt, but it looks like it's going to be
Houston Hody.
Burton with a 10-0 lead. We're in the top of the fourth inning.
Let's go, Houston.
Way high and outside the ball. It's 1-0.
2-1-18.
One tipped in the mitt.
It's a good thing that Matt's getting all these guys in the game.
Yes.
Back.
Down the well.
All right, Houston, let's go.
Long look in. Another one down low. Two balls, two strikes, two outs.
Ball 18.
That one hit in the air.
Baylor did a little dance down there at third. Go, Houston.
And that one down low. 3-2.
Go, Houston.
Strike three. That will retire the side. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. And we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Burton still leads it 10-0. Back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff of Kenjura Tile congratulate the Burton Panther baseball team on a great season and wish them good luck during the playoffs. Kenjura Tile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible for the young people of Burton High School. Go Panthers all the way to state.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal in for slaughter and processing, cut and wrap to your exact specifications. They process calves, pigs, and also offer bacon plus fresh and smoked sausage for sale. Burton Meat Processing is open Monday through Friday with Saturday hours until noon. And as Burton Baseball heads into playoff action, Burton Meat Processing is proud to back the Panthers. Congratulations on a strong season and best of luck on the field.
Barnuminium. Workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built their reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
Back to come here, Tyler Witt, warming up, getting ready for the fourth inning. We'll be looking at August Radazel, Dylan Chastain, and Zion Jackson.
2-3-4?
Yes, sir.
All right. My buddy Witt on the mound needs two strikeouts for 300 this year.
Oh, wow.
Yep. That up.
It's inside for a ball, 1-0.
I get a hit. Let's go, buddy.
Yeah, one chopper foul over to the first, or excuse me, third base dugout. It'll be Renisil, Chastain, and Jackson here in this inning.
Let's go 11. Get you one here, buddy. Atta boy.
Yeah, that one swung out of missed. It's 1-1. Foul away.
2-2.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs.
Snap one off and they're with. Let's finish it here, buddy.
And the 2-2 delivery.
Atta boy!
Got him on strikes.
Now we're one away from 300.
He's going to bring up number three, Dylan Chastain.
Chastain, the catcher, or excuse me, the third baseman. Struck out last time out. Can he do it again?
Yes, sir.
Big curve ball in there for a strike. Foul that one away.
Come on, Witt.
Next pitch from Witt up high. That'll be a ball.
Don't overthrow, buddy. Go get him. Two.
And there for a strike. Two balls, two strikes. Can he do it right here?
Yes, sir. Batter thought he had three strikes. He ready to go sit down right now. Might as well give him this one. That is three.
That is
nice
three.
Nice job.
That is.
That's his 300th strikeout. Job, Witt.
Now brings up Zion Jackson.
Next up, number one, Zion Jackson.
Two down in the inning.
Might as well get on, get 301 right here.
Yeah.
Take three Ks. Yes, sir.
In there for a strike candidate, 0-1. We're in the bottom of the fourth. Britton lead it at 10-0.
One more time, 11.
Strike in it, 0-2.
Strike out the side, buddy. You can do it. Break this curveball off in here. Atta boy!
Strikes and then we're tied the side. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on. We're moving to the fifth inning. Burton still leads it 10-0. Back after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trail Masters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Washington County, Trail Masters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrush services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trail Masters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Call Trail Masters at 979-40-MULCH and visit their Facebook page today. Trail Masters Clearing and Mulching wishes the Burton Panther baseball team a successful playoff season.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woodson Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way, with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woodson Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
Collier Construction is pleased to be part of Washington County and proud of the Burton youth. They support the local students in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They wish all the best to the school administration's faculty and students of Burton Independent School District during the academic year. Collier Construction congratulates the Panthers on a great baseball season and invites you to join them in supporting the Burton Panthers in their quest for state.
And as we come back here, we've got a change for Port Aransas. The new pitcher is the former left fielder, Dylan Scaff. And can't quite see out there who's in left now. But he'll be looking at Isaac Mattis, Tyler Witt, and Logan Tosta here in the top of the fifth inning. Run rule will be in effect, but because Port Aransas is the home team, they will get the final at bat.
Won't hurt to tack on a few more. Let's go, Isaac. Come on, buddy. You can do this.
And that went down low for a ball. 1-0 count.
Come on here, Isaac. Come on now. Atta, baby!
Pass the shortstop.
Way to rip that ball. Atta way, little White.
And that'll bring up Tyler Witt, now the pitcher.
Number 11, Tyler Witt.
Come on, you Witt. Let him know when it's in there.
That one inside for a ball. 1-0 count.
Oh, Coach Taylor.
And that one down low for a ball, and it's 2-0.
All right, Witt, it's going to be fat right here. Drive this, baby. Back.
Throw over. Modest not leaning very far.
Go 11.
Up. Up high, and it's 3-0.
Cat don't throw hard at all.
Mm-mm. Yeah, strike call. 3-1.
Still got to come fat. Make it be yours, 11. Way ahead. Attaboy! Come on, Isaac, turn!
And left fielder over there gets it in an hurry. So back-to-back singles there.
Job, Witt.
Logan Tosta. Time is called. We're in the top of the fifth inning. Burt leading it 10-0.
Let's go, Tosta.
Two on, Tosta batting. He's 3-for-3 so far. Two doubles, a single, two RBIs, and 3 runs scored.
Have yourself a day, buddy.
Takes the first pitch for a strike, 0-1.
Go to right field with that pitch.
A bye for a ball. And a 1-1 count on Tosta. Braden Martin waiting on deck.
Come on, Tosta. That. Oh, all right. Come on, Isaac. Come on. Come on.
Modest being waved on.
You're there.
Score.
Atta, baby.
And the runners will move up. It's an RBI single for Tosta. Modest scores with the third, and it brings up Braden Martin.
Number 7 is pinch running.
That'll be Evan Guerrero. So Guerrero running with Martin coming up. Still nobody out here in the inning.
Tulsa getting warmed up for tomorrow when he got to run a track.
Yep.
Come on, Braden. Make him run some more.
That one popped foul over to the right side. And quickly an 0-1 count.
Come on, Braden.
Up high, ball 1-1.
Go, you, Braden. Rip one. There you go.
Line up, base hit. It's going to score two. It's a two-run single for Braden Martin.
On a pinch run Fuller for Martin.
And Ashton Fuller coming in the pinch runs. Now 13-0 Burton. And Ruben Rodriguez is the batter.
Nobody out here in the top of the fifth. Three runs in.
And Rodriguez has an RBI double and a walk.
Up.
That one's up in the air, a ball. 1-0.
Come on, Ruben.
Swung out and missed. 1-1.
5-0 now. Shiner over our Burton girls.
Things not looking good over there.
Got underneath it, but that
third baseman over makes the grab for out number one.
Gotta keep the hands back on this slow stuff.
And now brings up Ryder Biggs.
Come on, little Biggs. Have fun up there.
And swing and a miss, 0-1.
You can do this here, Biggs.
Pitch taken for a ball, 1-1.
Let's go, you number three.
Foul away. One ball and two strikes.
Need 1-3. Come on now. Outside.
And that's 2-2 now.
Come on, Roderick. Hit you one, buddy.
Side. Yeah, take it for ball 3-2.
They got to come to you now. Come on, Ryder.
Fouls that one back. Count holds that 3-2. Archer Fuller would be due up next.
Come on, three.
Swung and a miss. Throw down to first and got it. So that'll be a strikeout. Route number two. And brings up Fuller now.
All right, Fuller, come on now.
Next up, number 12, Archer Fuller.
Archer Fuller, another one of the seniors on the team, getting his first opportunity to bat here. Came on in place of Eli Yeager. Giving Yeager a break because we pretty much figure he's going to start the second game. And pitch is taken for a ball, 1-0.
Go, Fuller. Step out on him.
That's a strike. It's 1-1.
Go, 12.
First, stays fair, and they'll step on the bag. We're out number three. So in the inning, Burton tacks on three more runs, and we go to the bottom of the fifth. Burton lead at 13-0. And back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Double D Glass Services steps up to the plate as Brenham's trusted residential glass service provider. When broken glass throws you a curveball, they're ready to knock it out of the park. From shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, and window screens to replacement windows and stock glass, Double D Glass Services covers every position. Check out their Facebook page to see impressive before and after plays from past projects. For estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services wishes the Burton baseball team good luck in the playoffs.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
Daryl Kiki, along with Katie, Trent, and Tucker, are excited to see the Panthers baseball team make the playoffs and would like to thank all the players, administrators, and parents for their hard work and dedication in building this successful Burton baseball team. Sports are a wonderful opportunity to learn teamwork, leadership skills, and to accept accolades with humility. Congratulations to the Panthers on a winning season. Go Panthers, all the way to state.
Three outs, guys.
We come back to the bottom of the fifth inning. Burton, as Daryl just said, needs three outs to take game one. Which first pitch just misses it. Oh, no, he did catch a corner for a strike, and it's 0-1 to Stratton Mills. It'll be Stratton Mills, Dallas Byler, and Dylan Scoff. That went up high for a ball. It's 1-1.
Come on, let him finish strong.
Curveball foul up the third base side. Houston Hody over there to knock it down.
Hey, two big ones. Should be 1-2. Strike him out.
And he's down on strikes. It's fourth strikeout in a row for Tyler Witt, and he's got eight total in the game.
He might well go on and get him 10 and finish this game.
There we go. Dallas Byler, the batter, he also struck out his last time up. All right, now it's going to be Parker Callender to pinch it.
Yes, he did.
And strike one.
Go get him, Witt. Go get him, buddy.
Yeah.
2-1.
And a miss, and it is 0-2.
Witt's letting it go. He knows this is the last inning.
He's in good shape on his pitch count, too. He's only at 68 pitches. That one up high for a ball. 1-2.
Finish it here, buddy. Strike three.
And got him two down.
That's five in a row.
Now Dylan Scaff represents the last hope here for Port Aransas here in game one.
Finish this game with a K, 11. Challenge yourself.
Burton leading it 13-0 here in the bottom of the fifth. That one up and in a ball, and it's 1-0. One taken for a ball. 2-0.
Shiner hadn't learned neither. Two-run homer by MI. 5-2.
Ah, there we go. That's more like it.
Yeah.
Foul.
Look out.
Up,
heading over. In the dugout.
Might have got Coach Taylor right there at the doorway.
Hey, you got two. Now you finish him here. Finish on a K, 11.
Down low nice for a
pitch.
Ball.
Should be 2-2. Go get him, Witt.
Foul oh. Away.
One more time, 11. One more time. Strong wind blowing in and out.
Yeah, it's really picking up out here.
A little Arctic front blowing in.
3-2 pitch.
Strike three.
And no jump on the third, hurry up with it. Fires across to Archer and
ball game.
And that is it. Final score, Panthers win it 13-0 here in game number one. And that'll send us to the post-game show. And we'll start the post-game show. Do we send you back to the studios? And let's hear 3 minutes from our sponsors.
Playoff season is here, and Quality Glass is proud to stand behind the Burton Panther baseball team. Just like the Burton Panthers, Quality Glass plays to win, offering expert automotive glass services with speed, skill, and precision. From windshields to back glass and everything in between, they get the job done right the first time. Let the pros at Quality Glass knock it out of the park. They're a hometown favorite for a reason. Here's to a strong playoff run. Go get them, Panthers. Quality Glass, where quality is more than a name.
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they too much to bear? Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies Hecker Certified Paint and Body Shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufacturer parts to return your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealer's lot. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Burton Panthers on a winning season, and good luck in the playoffs.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at ddmbuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right parts for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton cheers for the Burton Panthers baseball and softball team. This Sunday, worship with St. John's United Church of Christ.
Worship services are at 8 and 10 a.m., with Sunday school for all ages at 9. As part of the United Church of Christ, they are committed to three great loves. Love of neighbor, love of children, and love of creation. No matter who you are or where you are in life's journey, you are welcome at St. John's United Church of Christ, 516 Colorado Street in Burton, sharing God's love one person at a time.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at TeglerToyota.com.
So, now that the baby is coming, I guess we'll need to get life insurance?
Woodman Life.
What?
Good company. And they give back. That's what cinched it for your dad and me. Look, you need life insurance. You might as well get it from a company that does charitable works in the communities it serves.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for financial security for your family at 251-6203.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
All right, we come back here. And your final in game number one, Burton Panthers win it 13-0. And Darrell, it is, for being a region semifinal series, they made this first one look easy.
Yeah, Coach Taylor got these boys playing the best ball that they played all year. But starts up on that hill. When you get Witt throwing the ball like he's throwing it, it's fun to play defense. It's fun to hit. You know, that's contagious. And he's just awesome on that mound. You know, getting his 100th strikeout, finishing the game with 5 in a row or 6 in a row.
Yep.
And he's just a bulldog on the mound.
And a no-hitter as well.
No,
you know, just the one,
yeah,
the one walk was his only blemish.
Yeah. And then you sat there and Coach Taylor got all his players in the game that everybody got to play or hit. And that's big because you never know when next man's up.
Yep.
But a fun game. We took business here. Now we need to finish this second one and go home.
Sounds good to me. And we got more to come here on the post-game show. But first, let's send you back to studios and let's hear these words from our sponsors.
The Burton Panthers baseball team is charging into the playoffs with determination, pride, and Panther power. Show your support as they battle for every run and every win. Planning a team dinner, fan gathering, or graduation party? Sandtown Catering is ready to serve up winning flavor with a full lineup of delicious menu options, including crowd favorite barbecue. Call Wade today to reserve your date and let Sandtown Catering handle the food. Congratulations to the Panthers on an outstanding season. Go Big Red!
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction and remodeling? This year, Telemann Construction is celebrating serving the community for 70 years. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Telemann Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Telemann Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Burton Panthers in the playoffs.
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
And back we go here to Yoakum High School, where we're continuing with the postgame show. And Burton Panthers win it in 5 innings, 13-0. Time to take a look at your final stats. And first of all, for the Burton Panthers, Tyler Witt was on three times. He was two for four in the game. Two singles, reached on an error, scored three times. Logan Tosta had four hits in the game. It's 4 for 4. Two singles, two doubles, and three RBIs and four runs scored. Braden Martin, three hits, including three singles. He had four RBIs and scored a run. Ryder Biggs was 1 for 4, but that hit was a two-run inside the park homer. Eli Yeager, 1 for 3 with an RBI single. And then you had Easton Witt, who was 1 for 3 with a single and run scored. Isaac Modis with a single and run scored. Coy Gurka did have a hit, was hit by a pitch, and also came in to score as well. And on Tyler Witt, went 5 innings. Ended up with, let's see, he didn't give up any hits or runs. Ended up with 9 strikeouts in the game and only just 1 walk. So great performance there. We'll be back with more of the postgame after we hear some more from our sponsors.
Summer is almost here, and the Blue Bell Aquatic Center is kicking things off in a big way. The Leisure Pool splashes back open May 23rd, just in time for nonstop fun in the sun. May 16th brings a full day of excitement with kids to Parks Day, a bike rodeo, and a safety fair. Movies in the Park lights up the season starting June 1st, and the Brenham Dolphins dive into action with swim meets all month long. Find detailed schedules and more at cityofbrenham.org. That's cityofbrenham.org.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Plant North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plant North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plant North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Burton Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the Burton Panthers baseball team in the playoffs.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Burton Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
As we come back here, and up next, game two of our series, that'll be coming up here momentarily. But in the meantime, we continue here with game one. And the Burton Panthers are right now in a little break here. But we've had a great turnout here tonight. And, Daryl, do we have any more on how the girls are doing?
Somebody just told me it's 8-2.
Oh, man.
But good teams come back. Just Shiner's a really good team.
Yeah.
We haven't played nobody that caliber in a long time. And then sometimes it's the head case. Yep. You just got to forget about this. You don't have much time because we got to turn around and play again. And going to be all right.
And that is what it is. It is 8-2. And they're in the top of the seventh over there. Meantime, we're going to go ahead and take another break and be back. And let's hear some more from our sponsors.
Larry Poppy Construction is proud to support the Burton Panther baseball team, specializing in residential custom homes. You'll get exactly what you want when you go with Larry Poppy Construction. Call for an estimate at 979-277-8806 today. Larry and Ann are wishing the Burton Panthers baseball team and their coaches the best of luck in the playoffs. Go Panthers all the way.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton baseball team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School baseball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Panthers! From everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton baseball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire. Go Panthers!
All right, as we come back here, we are continuing with more of the post-game show. And we're waiting for game number two of the next, the rest of the series tonight to start. And yet, looks like it's going to be a rough night there for the Lady Panthers. But hopefully they can bounce back in the next game. Meanwhile, Burton Panthers kind of took a good start here. Took care of business over Port Aransas. And now they're in the driver's seat. Now, if they win this next game, then that'll be it. They'll be moving on to the regional championships next week. However, Port Aransas wins, then we got to come back here to play Yoakum on Saturday and play another game to decide it. And I don't know about you, I'd rather just go ahead and take care of business tonight and then move on, not have to worry about Saturday. But we've got one more break we got to get in here on the post game, and we'll be back after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
To Burton alumni, all of Market Realty, Inc. congratulate the Burton Panthers baseball team and wish you the best in the playoffs. Before making any real estate decisions, you want a company that offers consistency and stability. At Market Realty, Inc., they offer just that. Contact Susan and her team over at Market Realty to find agents who place your interest first when buying or selling real estate. Market Realty, Inc. serves Central Texas with offices in Brenham, Burton, Somerville, and Matagorda County. Find them online at marketrealty.com or see them on Facebook.
Washington County students, while you're working hard on the field, on the court, and in the classroom, Blinn College is here to support your next step. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible students can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support in their first year after high school. No financial need required. Use it for academic courses, workforce training, or online classes. Stay close to home and start strong at Blinn College. Learn more and apply at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Insurance, it can be confusing. Have you ever tried to figure out what your insurance policy covers? Or if your policy has gaps or limitations in coverage? Dahman & Associates in Brenham can help answer your questions. With more than 250 years of combined insurance experience, the staff at Dahman & Associates can guide you through the coverage you have and suggest what you might need. For experienced answers, contact Dahman & Associates, your local Germania insurance agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
Burton Veterinary Clinic delivers trusted, full-service care for pets and livestock alike, blending modern veterinary medicine with genuine small-town attention. From routine checkups to more advanced treatment, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their experienced team are committed to keeping every animal healthy and thriving. Conveniently located at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton, they're ready to help when your animals need it most. Call 979-289-1161 to schedule an appointment today. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly supports the Burton Panthers baseball team. Best of luck in the playoffs.
And this reminder, don't miss the final UIL state event of the year, the 2026 State Baseball Championships. taking place June 4th through the 6th at Del Diamond and Round Rock. For schedule, spectator, and ticket information, visit UILTexas.org/baseball. Again, that's UILTexas.org/baseball. Well, that's going to do it for game one, and we're about to go to game number two, and I want to thank our sponsors who, of course, make the broadcast possible. And thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And we send you back to Grayson at the studios.
The Burton. Today's broadcast of the Burton Panthers baseball playoff game was made possible by Trailmaster Clearing and Mulching, the Bluebell Aquatic Center, St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton, Land North Architecture, Burton ISD, Collier Construction, Washington Animal Clinic, Brenham National Bank, Dahman and Associates, PBR Material, Quality Glass, Burton Meat and Processing, Brenham Collision Center, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Woodson Lumber Company, Glenn College, Market Realty, J&J Packing, Kendra Tile, Citizen State Bank, EDM Pipe and Steel, GMT Car Wash, Mattress Guys, Woodman Life, Larry Poppy Construction, Burton Veterinary Clinic, Siegler Toyota, Wellman's Insurance, Tillman Construction, Kiki's Family, Daryl, Katie, Trent, and Tucker, Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union, Double D Glass Services, Sandtown Catering, and Burton Chamber of Commerce. This is Grayson on KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7, and this has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.